Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
There's an old saying that goes way, way back, seeing is believing. But today, not so much, not anymore. There's something called deepfakes that today are becoming more dangerous than anything we've ever seen, because now almost anyone can create them. Creating fake images is nothing new. People were phonying up photographs 100 years ago, but optical trickery can be spotted pretty easily. Today, programs like Photoshop or GIMP can do all kinds of things to still images, and using them isn't all that hard. And, of course, just think how many movies use computer-generated imaging today. Movies like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter can show you impossible things that look absolutely real. But now, the process of creating images no longer takes a big movie studio, thanks to the blessings of artificial intelligence. It's an explosion. Just 2 years ago, creating a recording of some famous person's voice saying whatever you like cost maybe $10,000 in computer processing services. Today, with a single still picture of that famous person and a few seconds of their recorded voice, it's possible to create a video of them saying anything for just a few dollars. Especially in an election year, we can expect to see more and more deepfakes, some of them a lot more dangerous than your favorite celebrity appearing to endorse some product. It could even be your face and your voice saying something you would never, ever even think of saying. So how can you spot a deepfake? It's getting harder to do, but it's not impossible if you study the image closely. Reflections of light sources in people's eyes or glasses may not match the light you're seeing. Shadows may be going one way and the light another. Then there are hands and ears. AI programs have more problems with hands and ears than anywhere else. If they look awkward or out of proportion, be suspicious. Sometimes there can even be too many fingers. You can do a reverse image search. Google has such a feature, and there are others. Do a search online for the words reverse image search, and you'll find them. Another good thing to keep an eye on is the source of the image or video. A reverse image search can help you find out where it came from. Is it a business, a political group, or an individual? Reputable sources like major newspapers, websites, and networks are becoming very careful about putting up manipulated images. If the source is someone who has an agenda or something to gain, watch out. Go online and do some research on deepfakes. There's a lot of good information available, and there are starting to be computer programs that can spot the phonies. But AI programs are getting so good so fast that any advice I can give is likely to change real soon. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at WFHB.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@WFHB.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.